Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bert Show.
All right, Mikey. So word on the street is you're disparaging my name out there. Yeah. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
This is a heartbreaking little story. It all happened on Saturday whenever we went out to the bars after your ceremony there.
Yep.
So
I decided to hang out with the youth group.
This is at the point whenever everybody else had dropped out. All that's left is myself, my girlfriend, Bert, and his whole crew there. You had four people with you, is that correct?
There was Amanda and there was Blake as well.
Yeah.
And then they had a friend that went with us too.
Yeah, because I didn't know who that guy was.
Yeah, Blake and Amanda's friend.
Okay.
But there were six of us, I think, in the...
Well, so...
Okay, oh, here's where it goes.
See,
okay,
now Bert's been going on and on about his luxurious Waymo ride, but he's been sure to leave out a very important part, which is it was my girlfriend's Waymo.
You stole the Waymo?
Let it cook, all right? Hold on a second.
Is this Grand Theft Waymo?
It doesn't get much closer.
You need to leave right now because you've been so funny. You can't do better than that.
It's all downhill from here.
The next 2 hours, you can't do better than that. All right, go ahead.
So it's been months now of my girlfriend ordering Ubers on her phone and just praying that it ends up being a Waymo because... You know, like, you can't request a Waymo. It comes to you by the grace of God.
I've been doing the same thing. It's like hitting the lottery.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're in the bar, and okay, we convinced Bert to go to Tongue and Groove, the club.
Yep.
We're going to the club.
We've already done two bars, and now it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and Frank the Tank is out.
Oh, wow.
He says Tongue and Groove, and I'm like, let's go!
And I honestly...
Poppy is ready.
I had very little faith that Bert was actually going to make it to Tongue and Groove, so I kept on asking him, and he's like, what, you don't think I'm going to go? You don't think I'm going to? And I'm like, all right, you're going then. On my girlfriend's phone pops up a Waymo. I have never seen her so excited.
She
ran out the door. She's standing on the curb, giddy, just waiting for the Waymo to pull up. So then I wrangle everyone from inside, and I'm like, let's go. We got a Waymo, everybody.
I will say this also, that my excitement for this Waymo matched hers. She and I were in sync on
That's
this thing.
True.
I have been waiting.
That is true. So we hop in the Waymo. I get in the back right. Bert is on the back left. Amanda's in the middle. Yeah. And then the friend is up in the front passenger seat.
Yep.
The only seat left, the driver's seat, which it's an empty seat.
Yeah.
I would assume you could sit there.
For those that don't know what Waymo is, they're driverless cars.
Yeah. And so there's nobody sitting in the front seat. So my girlfriend, Trin, she hops in the front seat, the driver's seat. It takes us about 200 feet until it pulls into a parking lot. And a voice comes over the radio and says, you guys got to get out. Like, she was already fed up with us. It's a real human talking to us through the Waymo. It took us like 30 seconds to catch on to what was going on.
So they have cameras all in these Waymos and they can see what's going on. So if you have too many people, the live voice comes on and goes, yo,
Exactly. And so I just assumed it's like, it's just the driver's seat being the problem. So I got her to come back and sit on my lap and I'm like, all right, let's go. And the lady's like, I can still see you. This isn't going to work. We even had her, like, ducking down, trying to hide from cameras, and it just wasn't working. And Now, here's where I messed up. I got all rattled from this lady because I hate being an inconvenience, and the lady got me rattled. So I'm like, all right, I'm jumping out. You guys go ahead.
Yes. Remember, that's a key piece of evidence.
That's true, but still, she wasn't going to go without me, which was a problem. We both get out, and I still didn't think of the consequences of this until we're sitting on the curb ordering a lift as we watch the Waymo drive away, and she starts choking up. She gets as close to tears as she does. She was just about to cry, and I had to do all this talking down. I'm like, listen, I'll buy you so many Ubers tomorrow until we get a Waymo.
All right. It was her. She ordered it. Why did you stay in the car?
Okay, we're going to have to break here for 30 seconds, so let me, in my defense, tell you, in my words, what happened, okay? And I'm so sorry that she had a mental breakdown over this Waymo ride. So there we are, and Mikey, so far, so good. I mean, this is very, very accurate. His girlfriend is in the driver's side of the Waymo. You're not allowed to be in that seat. We don't know. The voice of Waymo comes over and says, you guys got to get out. Two of you guys got to get out. We do. Mikey gets out first, volunteers to get out. So his girlfriend volunteers to get out as well. I never said, hey, we're taking this. She saw you get out, so it was implied, I think, and she was being polite, so she got out. Mikey says she had a mental breakdown on the side of the road, literally almost crying that she didn't get to fulfill her Waymo.
Yeah, she was right there. She was in the Waymo.
I'm going to defend. She did not have a mental breakdown. She had a broken heart.
She was
because
hurt.
Burt Weiss stole the Waymo that she ordered on her phone.
I was an innocent bystander in the whole thing. I was sitting in the back really enjoying this roller coaster of a ride when she voluntarily got out.
No, she didn't.
I never said, hey, we're going to keep. When you got out, she volunteered to get out.
I volunteered to get out. She was basically forced to get out because she's not going to leave me.
This is like stealing candy from a baby.
It's so not.
Okay, so why in that moment, like when the woman is talking to you guys, and yeah. I know you're drunk and you're having a hard time understanding,
yeah.
but she's telling you over and over again, too many people in the car,
yeah.
too many people in the car. At what point were you going to be like, Amanda and I are going to get out?
Never. So you got to remember it's 1:30 in the morning here and Poppy's just barely holding on. Right? I am not thinking clearly here, but I thought it was respectful for the younger people to say, you guys take the car. And I thought that's what they were doing.
What in the boomer are you talking about?
I would have absolutely done that. I would have done the same thing if I was his age.
No,
I would have.
No, absolutely not. I would have been like, I would have been like, hey, this is Trin's Waymo. She ordered it. It's on her phone. She's paying for it. The people who aren't paying for the ride yep. should be the ones to get out and get a new one.
I wasn't even thinking that clearly, and I will say this. What did you get on Sunday morning from me?
What did I get?
Yeah, what did you get from on Sunday morning? Before I even knew this conversation was going to be a thing, have you checked your Venmo?
I did not get a Venmo.
Why don't you go ahead and take a look? All right.
Hold your horses.
You're about
there.
To look like a real idiot.
Well,
$25 for the Waymo.
Venmo. Uh-huh. Hold on. But I also have another thing here that is, Bert, you didn't even go to the club. You just took my Waymo on a joyride. He took it all the way to Tongue and Groove, and he's like, all right, well, I know they're about to pull up in a lift in 2 seconds,
yep.
but forget about them. Mikey will walk around the club like an idiot for a little bit trying to look for us.
I see.
You stole her Waymo and then ghosted them?
This is so...
Oh, no.
He
did get me a Venmo.
Okay.
Wait,
so Sunday morning, I immediately wake up and I hook him up with the... Because I knew that, hey, she paid for it. I didn't want that. Secondly, the second part of this story is pure fiction. So we get out of the Waymo. I am ready. They are behind me. I am ready. There are people that are working at Tongue and Groove that I've known for years. They even see me. They're like, dude, come on in. I am ready to go on in when Amanda and Blake are like, it's 1:30. I literally am chewing them out in the street. I am so ready to get in there. I'm calling them nasty words. I called them I called them millennial soft C's. it's another word for poultry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they demanded that we take off because I was in. And I texted you saying, we're not coming in.
No, you did not.
That's weird.
A lie.
They couldn't take a separate car and go home, and you couldn't leave them and go in the club yourself.
Hold on.
You did not. You texted me like an hour later after I've walked around the whole club looking for you.
Lifting like 2 minutes, let us walk in with you. And then I wrote, yep, we bailed, but I was eager.
1:20. I sent that at 12:44. You sent that at 1:20. I've been walking around the club like a dumb.
For me, at that point of the night, that felt like 4 minutes to me.
And it was 40.
It might have been 40, but it felt like 4 minutes. I thought I was doing the right thing.
I was outside with these Russian guys that didn't speak English. They were teaching me curse words and having me yell at my people. Like, that's what you got me into. I hung out with these Russian guys all night.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.